Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan and the NFL. The Commanders injury report for today. Terry McLaurin and Chris Rodriguez did not practice. Noah Brown and Deebo Samuel were both limited. Other injuries around the NFL. The Buccaneers have ruled out wide receivers Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, as well as running back Bucky Irving. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has been ruled out. Cooper Rush to start for a second straight week. The Raiders have ruled out tight end Brock Bowers, and the 49ers have ruled out quarterback Brock Purdy, as well as wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. Mac Jones getting the start for the Niners, making his fourth start of the year. The Niners are 3-0 in his starts. Also, Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy had been on the injury report. He was taken off. He's going to be good to go for Sunday. College football tomorrow. Virginia Tech going to take on number 13 Georgia Tech on the road. 3:30 kickoff right here on The Fan. Maryland taking on Nebraska tomorrow at home. That'll also be a 3:30 kick you can hear on the Team 980. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. I'm excited and I'm sad for a couple of different reasons. One, obviously, super duper sad. One of my mentors in this thing, our pal Craig Heist, losing him earlier today. Definitely a big blow and a big loss to our family here at 106.7 The Fan. When I first got to the station in 2021, Craig Heist was doing updates for us and was always a good sport about, you know, showing me different ways to do things and always was throwing my name around for things, and definitely was somebody that, you know, even still, as recently as a couple of months ago, somebody that I'm able to call and lean on whenever I needed a word of advice. So my thoughts and prayers out to everyone that knew Craig Heist. And to know Craig Heist is to know Craig Heist, one of the most fun-loving, fun-spirited dudes you'll ever get the chance to be around. Always had a joke. And I saw Grant tweet this out earlier, and I think I know Heisty's probably smiling down thinking about this one. Always knew how to get that that mic cover, that mic flag into the photo, into the picture. Craig Heist at every game. I heard him this past weekend. When you spin around the NFL listening to doing the update from Baltimore for the AP. So definitely a tough afternoon, tough day for our family here at The Fan. But my condolences out to Craig Heist's family. As we lost him earlier this afternoon. I'm sad for another reason as well. This one, obviously, much lighter than that. these weekends where the Commanders play on Monday Night Football, it makes the NFL weekend go by so slow. Now, I'm going to be enjoying myself Sunday, sitting down in front of the TV, watching Red Zone, eating something good. I'll love it. But I'll be thinking, damn, I can't wait till Monday night. And I have something else to complain about in terms of Monday Night Football. This is the second year in a row they've done this to us. And I take it personally because I want all the attention for the old Washington Commanders. Why are we a part of a Monday Night doubleheader? If I'm on Monday Night Football, I want to be on the real Monday Night Football. And technically, I guess we are the real Monday Night Football because we're playing in that second window. It is going to be an 8:15 start. You will hear Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call. So I'm excited about that. But, like, the Bills and the Falcons are probably going to be at halftime when this game kicks off. I want all eyes on the Washington Commanders because I got an eerie feeling, a sneaky feeling that the Washington Commanders on Monday night are going to be able to build off of what they did out west last weekend, putting belt to ass of the L.A. Chargers. And the one thing that I've heard this week on social media, and if you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, easy thing to do, it is at @NELL_BTP. But one thing that I've seen on social media that has just chapped my ass, if I'm being transparent about it, why are folks trying to discredit Washington's win from Sunday? Because the Chargers were down a couple of offensive line. I could care. How many guys were they down on defense when Washington went and ran it for 150-plus yards, when they scored 27 points? How many guys were missing on the defense? So frustrating. I think the fan base is split right now. Here's how I would describe this fan base. We are a fan base that's split. There are some folks that are rolling their eyes and are irritated at the roller coaster to this point because it's like, damn, can you either just show that you're good or show that you're bad? Because they've been on a roller coaster. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win is where we're at right now. Monday night is the opportunity to show this fan base, prove it to yourselves in the building that, hey, it's time to get off the roller coaster. I heard Von Miller in the locker room earlier this week talking about that, getting off of the roller coaster. The Commanders need to badly. They need to get off the roller coaster badly. Because with a win on Monday night, I think the conversation around here locally should begin to change. When you consider what happened last night to start week number 6 in the National Football League, Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, the New York All-Aura Giants coming up with a big-time win last night over the Philadelphia Eagles. For the Commanders, you handle business on Monday night. At home, sellout crowd, under the lights, all-black uniform. Come on, man. I'm excited for Monday night. But you handle your business Monday night, and it begins to feel like history is going to repeat itself. We have not had a repeat winner in the NFC East since the early 2000s. And knowing the way that the Philadelphia Eagles are reeling right now, losers of 2 in a row, if you're Washington, what a perfect time, what a perfect opportunity to begin to build some separation here in this division. Handle your business on Sunday, and you'll have a record of 4-2. You'll be tied with the Eagles atop the NFC East. And now, and I know they won't do it internally because they'll take it week by week, but now, us in the media, we get to start to peek ahead a little bit at the schedule and who Washington's got on deck and who Philly's got on deck. The only thing that I would say I'm kind of rolling my eyes at when it comes to the Eagles, I hate that we don't see them until the final 3 weeks of the season. Because hopefully by then, if you're an Eagles fan, hopefully by then they've got themselves figured out offensively. Because I don't know what the hell I've watched over the past 2 weeks with this group, over the past 5 days, rather, with this group. But holy cow, the Philadelphia Eagles are terrible right now offensively. And it's their pass game that's really struggling. And y'all know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. I refer to him as the passenger, right? Carried by his teammates. Last night you saw it. God forbid I ask Jalen Hurts to drop a ball in the bucket in one-on-one coverage. Couldn't do it last night. through 6 weeks, this tells the story about the Eagles, where the record probably makes them feel a lot better than they actually should. Through 6 weeks, Eagles are 4-2, but they have a -1 point differential, a -1 point differential. They have been outgained in every game this season, yet they're 4-2. I think it is finally appropriate, 6 weeks into this bad boy, I think it's finally appropriate to ring the alarm on the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles, a.k.a. the Philadelphia can't get rights. I got some more numbers here just to show you how terrible the Eagles have been. Wes, you're not even going to believe this. Jalen Hurts is a whopping 6-for-28 on third down in his last three games. The most important down in football, third down. Jalen Hurts, and this is no like typo from our pal Benjamin Solak, he's 6-of-28 on third down in his last three games. Every statistical measure that we use to evaluate the quarterback, Jalen Hurts is near the bottom of every list. This Eagles offense, these numbers via True Media, the Eagles yesterday, last night, passed the Titans for the most drives in the league without a first down or a touchdown. You know how crazy that is? The Philadelphia Eagles, this is the defending, reigning Super Bowl champions. That's 4-2, by the way. That Eagles team leads the NFL in drives without a first down or without a touchdown 28 times. That has happened this year for Philadelphia.
They also got lucky against the Rams.
Totally.
Towards end the game.
They're a Jalen Carter blocked field goal away from being 2-3 right now. And the conversation, or 2-4 right now, rather, the conversation would be totally different. Would be totally different right now with this group. And my thing about when it comes to Philly is like, well, when does it get better? What changes? Because the problems have existed all year long. It just feels like last night in primetime against the Giants, who blew a 14-3 lead this past weekend against New Orleans, losing to them in a big-time spot like that, I think really it puts their struggles that they've had here through the first 6 weeks, it puts them under the microscope. And now I think there are going to be some rumblings and whisperings in Philadelphia about who the problem is. We know what the problem is. It's your offense sucks. The question we really want to know, or the answer we really want to know, who is the problem? We've heard the new offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, get called out. We've heard Jalen Hurts get called out. My question when it comes to Philly is, who is the problem? I'll tell you what, I'll say one thing about big game Howie Roseman. When he's got a deficiency, when he's got a flaw with the Eagles, and right now their cornerback room seems to be that flaw. Quinion Mitchell went down last night. They've already had major struggles at the corner spot opposite Mitchell. Big game Howie going to go get somebody. What Denzel Washington say? I'm leaving here with something. That is the way Howie Roseman approaches the trade deadline, which is slowly creeping up on us. The Eagles got to do something. 4-2, -1 point differential, and they feel like a group that's reeling right now. The ironic thing is this. Here are the next five games for the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up next Sunday at Minnesota, then they're home for the Giants, then they're at the Packers on Monday night, then they're home for the Lions on Sunday Night Football, then they're at Dallas. I think Philly goes 2-3 in this next stretch of games. I think they beat the Vikings and the Giants. I think they lose to the Packers, the Lions, and the Cowboys. The race in the NFC East after last night got a hell of a lot tighter. You know what I'm not doing, though? I'm not pretending like the Giants are a threat now all of a sudden. That's what I'm not going to do. I think the Eagles on a short week just a dysfunctional group right now offensively, and it's hurting them on the defensive end as well. I don't want to look ahead too far. I don't want to get too excited, but you got to have some optimism right now. You got to be feeling really good as a Commanders fan after watching the Eagles get dominated last night by the Giants. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll tell you why the Washington Commanders have a massive opportunity on Monday night against the Bears. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One 800-636-1067 is the number. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, you are tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Logan Paulson going to join the program before we get out of here. But I said it before the last break. The Washington Commanders have a massive opportunity on Monday Night Football. Massive opportunity coming up on Monday Night Football. Because right now, I think everyone's tired of being on the roller coaster is the best way that I can describe it. Everyone's tired of the inconsistencies that we've seen with this group. I expected to see those inconsistencies in the month of September. Now that we're in October and you were able to handle your business this past weekend out west, now I'm starting to have expectations for you. Jayden Daniels said it, I believe it was last week. In the month of September, more games are lost than won. And Washington came out of September with a record of 2-2. Now it's go time. Now it's time to really lean in to who you think you are. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow for the Washington Commanders when it comes to Monday night. You have to get off of this roller coaster. And if you do, I've already started to talk this way about the crew. If you're able to get off of the roller coaster on Monday night against Chicago and you rattle off two in a row, now the confidence starts to set in. Now you're starting to feel like, hey, we are who we think we are. Here's another reason why I think the Commanders have a massive opportunity. A big part of my optimism for this team is the fact that they've done this, came out of five games with a record of 3-2 without Terry McLaurin having much of an impact. He's probably going to miss again on Monday night. If you win Monday night again, minus Terry McLaurin, I think it shows, one, you're a little bit more multiple than people thought you were offensively. And then two, it shows you have a strong enough roster to withstand marquee injuries. And that, to me, is one of the glaring, obvious traits that championship teams have. The Eagles dealt with injuries last year. The Chiefs dealt with injuries last year. Every good team in the NFL has to deal with it. It's about how you react and respond to the grenade getting set off near your feet. Getting you the latest here, though, on Terry McLaurin. The Commanders had an off day today. In their estimated injury report, they listed him as a DNP. Yesterday, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport had this to say about Terry McLaurin and his status for Monday night against Chicago.
Washington Commanders does not seem like they're going to have the services of one of their top receivers. Terry McLaurin, who's been battling a hip flexor injury, officially called a quad, more like a hip flexor, though. He was not at practice yesterday for the Commanders again because he missed last week. Does not bode well for his status on Sunday. You would think that to be able to play in the game, he'd have to have a full practice. Has not even had a limited practice yet since his injury. Not looking good, the Monday nighter against the Bears, but obviously we will see if he's there at practice today.
So it's looking like Terry McLaurin is about to miss his third consecutive game. Any concern about Terry McLaurin's health the rest of the way? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. On the other side of the break, I'll tell you when I want Terry McLaurin back in the fold. That is next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just getting rolling here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O'Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Be safe out there tonight, man. If you're going out, getting ready to watch some high school football, good luck to you and yours. If you're pregaming right now, getting ready to put your birthday suit on and enjoy a night out on the town, be vigilant, be careful, and try not to run into a Mark Sanchez.
Why'd I know you're gonna go there?
I mean, we'll talk about it as we roll throughout, but like,
you're not going out after the show?
Nah.
Youngest in charge, not going out?
Nah. So here's the thing. I'm glad you asked me that, Wes. I honestly am. I told you we were gonna have some fun tonight. Now you've just opened up the door to have some fun. So at 27 years of age, and Wes is a young, how old are you, Wes?
22.
You're 22. You still get enamored by going out and going to the club, being outside. You still, that still gets you. When I was 22, Wes, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was out ripping the streets of Bethany, West Virginia, tearing up Morgantown, tearing up Robinson, PA.
Not D.C.?
PA. No, I was away in school when I was 22. I'm 27 now. I was 22 5 years ago. 5 years ago would be two.
Okay, but when you meet, because I graduated last semester. So when you, thanks. Wait, hold on. Keep talking.
Give Wes some time to give himself some production here.
Yeah, I don't got it.
He doesn't got it. But congratulations. But no, I think I've like gotten. Oh, you give yourself a game ball for giving yourself a game ball for graduating. You deserve a game ball, pal. But no, I think my days of going out are like behind me. It's very few and far between that I go out. One, I'm broke, and going out while you're broke is not conducive to success. You got to pick and choose your spots when you're living the life that I'm living. So I would, you know what a night. A good Friday night sounds like to me at 27 years old.
I'm waiting.
Sitting down on the couch, putting my feet up, playing some video games, eating like some good,
nachos,
eating some good takeout. That's what gets me revved up. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Nothing. Now, tomorrow I will be going out to the park because the work and the grind never stops. Commanders have their final practice before Monday against the Bears. So I'll be out at the park tomorrow. So I can't stay up too late anyway because I got to drive from Montgomery County to Ashburn. In a nutshell, I'm a loser. Pretty much that's what you were trying to find out, Wes, if I was a loser or not. At 27 years old, I guess I am a loser.
No, that's not what I was going
loser
for.
Loser is a strong word because you can't be the youngest in charge and a loser. It just doesn't
So
doesn't
are you
work.
Playing Madden?
Madden.
Okay.
You know what I've been into recently? That's like non-video game department. I love watching court cam. I'm a big court cam guy. Are you familiar with A&E's court cam?
Is that
cam?
like in court?
It's like it's
watching
like
court cases?
Like you watch. So last night I was watching the top wildest court cam moments of the first half of 2025. And, like, people are doing crazy things, like jumping on judges.
Oh, I've seen that.
Fighting people in the jury. Like, it's just, it's amazing. That's the type of content that I like to consume on a Friday night after overtime. So that's what I'll do tonight when I get
home. This is on YouTube?
Oh, YouTube. But I've got this bit going on right now where Hulu is trying to get people to sign up for things. I actually just used your email the last time we worked together. You probably got an email confirmation saying that you had a free trial for Hulu. So I've run out of emails to use,
my,
so I've just started using...
Odyssey email?
Yeah, wesley.clark@odyssey.com. Hey, go check. I'm joking. But, no, I'm not. But that's the way that I like to consume court cam. They got full episodes on Hulu, and Hulu has a 48-hour live TV trial if you could just provide them with a new email. So what I'm doing right now is just rolling down the Odyssey DC roster and just putting the email out there so I can get Hulu for free for 48 hours at a time. It's great. I'm going to have to do it on Sunday to watch the NFL. So maybe I'll use yours on Sunday. I haven't used yours yet. Maybe I'll use yours on Sunday.
Are you going to use CK's?
Well, it's probably the one guy's credential that I wouldn't use. I mean, CK's a given guy. He wouldn't mind, probably.
Nah, he wouldn't.
You know, I think he's using this Odyssey for Hulu. Sure, the boss man's got Hulu. Speaking of Sunday, I mentioned it at the start of the show. I am kind of, I don't want to say nervous. That's a totally off-base word. Nervous doesn't describe my feelings about Sunday. I am cautiously optimistic about how good of a Sunday it's going to be. But I look at the slate of games, and we'll give you some locks a little bit later on in the show about games that I think maybe the underdog will be able to win. It's going to be an upset Sunday. But these slate of games are terrible. Rams and Ravens with no Lamar. Jets in Denver across the pond. Cowboys and Panthers. Cardinals and Colts. The best two games of the weekend, to me, are going to be Detroit and Kansas City, and then Seattle and Jacksonville. Those are the best games of the weekend. Other than that, like, total crapshoot this weekend. But I wanted to get into Terry McLaurin. We got sidetracked because Wes wanted to find out what I do on my Friday nights. You're free to join me.
I was thinking I was going to see you tonight somewhere.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Who Arlington.
Oh, you'll be out in Arlington.
Yes. What was it?
Are you like a Clarendon guy? I was about to say Clarendon Ballroom.
Yeah, one of my boys is a DJ, so he's got a show tonight.
What type of music are they playing at the Clarendon Ballroom?
It's got to be EDM.
Oh, you're an EDM guy.
No. This is just one of my boys, so I got to go support him.
I feel that. You know what? What a good friend you are. So you're not an EDM guy.
No, I'm a Bob Dylan guy.
Bob Dylan, like Masters of War?
I'm shocked.
Wow. The Masters of War. I know Masters of War. You know why I know that song?
Why?
I think it's from, like, school. I think he was like, on the soundtrack of, like, Huckleberry Finn or something crazy like that. What do you mean you listen to Bob Dylan? You're 22 freaking years old.
I went to the Bob Dylan concert a couple weeks ago.
You're 22 years old. Why are you listening to Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow play together.
Okay, I know nothing about bands.
That's not a band.
Oh, well, you named multiple people that
Willie Nelson. I'm more of like Luke Combs.
Okay, Luke Combs. So you like Jelly Roll?
Yes, I do like Jelly Roll.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
I listened to him on the way here.
Ha! I know some Jelly Roll.
Get By? Is that what you're saying?
He's got this. What's the song called? Him and
Lenny Wilson?
No. Jamal Roberts. American Idol, no file. That's tough, Wes. We have completely gotten sidetracked, but that's what it is here on a Friday night edition of Overtime. We're having a good time. We're blowing out the clock, so we'll take a timeout. When we come back, I teased this before the last break. Terry McLaurin looks like he's about to miss his third consecutive game. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll tell you when Terry McLaurin should return to the lineup for the Washington Commanders. That's next here on The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Despite the music, It is the youngest in charge. I know Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Commanders and Bears coming up on Monday night from Northwest Stadium. It is a sellout crowd. Commanders going to wear the best uniforms in football. Those all blacks are fire. And they're looking to get off of the roller coaster coming up on Monday. We found out from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network yesterday that right now all signs are pointing towards Terry McLaurin missing his third consecutive game. And it lends me to start asking this question of, okay, well, when are we going to see McLaurin return back to the lineup? When is Terry McLaurin going to be back playing for the Washington Commanders? Nikki Javala of The Athletic reported this yesterday, or tweeted this out yesterday, rather. Terry was out, stretching with his teammates, then worked with trainers on a side field doing sprints up a hill, some resistance brand sprinting. John Keim of ESPN also put out on his podcast that, hey, the way that Terry looked just doesn't seem like a guy. Didn't look bad, but he just thinks that, Terry probably not going to give it a go this week either. So it leads me to think this way. I'll start from a roster standpoint. If he's going to miss his third consecutive game, I'm now to the point where it's like, well, damn, why didn't the Commanders just put Terry McLaurin on injured reserve? Free up a roster spot and allow your football team to get better. Because right now, Terry McLaurin's giving you nothing because he's hurt, and he's also eating up a roster spot. So it's like, why compound your problem here? That's something. That's a minute point. Some people are going to be like, oh, eye roll. Why is this guy complaining? So on and so forth. Guess what? I can care less. I can care less. Here is the thing, though. McLaurin should not return to the lineup until he is 110%. And the thing that is interesting to me is the way that his injury has been described. We've heard sports hernia, hip flexor, quad strain, quad pull. Bottom line is, I don't know how many folks outside of that building truly know what the injury is for McLaurin. I just don't know. But I will say this. I think the way that this Commanders offense has functioned without Terry McLaurin, I think you've earned the right to err on the side of caution with him. Because this is what I don't want to happen. I don't want this to be something, we're in week number 6. I don't want to be talking about Terry McLaurin in this quad hip flexor injury in week 12, right? Sit out right now until you are back to 110%, because this offense has showed that through 5 weeks, and this is no disrespect to McLaurin, they can function just as good with you as they can without you. Point blank. Why have the Commanders been able to function so well offensively despite McLaurin and Noah Brown not being much of a factor at all through 5 weeks? It is because of this Washington Commanders offensive line. It is because of this Washington Commanders offensive line. Point blank. And to me, man, when you talk about this offensive line, I think it also leads you to talk about the total growth of this offense. Explosive plays coming through the run game. Pass protection's been pretty damn good. Quarterbacks have played well. Both of them talking about Mariota and Jayton. Here's the thing, though, about Terry McLaurin and when he does return. I think Washington's offense with McLaurin in the lineup, that's how you reach your potential and your ceiling, so to speak. That's how you reach your potential. It's with him in there. You don't have, or we thought that we didn't have a guy that can stretch defenses vertically. But Debo has shown it. Luke McCaffrey's shown it. But they're no Terry McLaurin. The way that they've performed in his absence, though, is super duper impressive. And the main catalyst offensively, and we all know this, through the first 5 weeks, has been this Commanders run game. Number one in the NFL in terms of rush yards per game. Number one in the NFL in terms of rush yards per play. Number four in the NFL in terms of EPA per rush. Every metric that you look at, the Washington Commanders are dominating people on the ground. It is the sole reason why they've been able to survive life without Terry McLaurin. It's the sole reason why. And I think as long as this offensive line continues to fire off the football aggressively, as long as Cliff Kingsbury continues to, you know, make this a lifestyle choice, talking about running the football and not just look at it as an option, I think this offense will continue to thrive. And then when you do get Terry McLaurin back, you'll be able to hit the ground running and hit your ceiling as an NFL offense. But I want to get into this offensive line for the Washington Commanders because I feel like they are the biggest reason why you're able to slow play McLaurin's return. Cliff Kingsbury spoke yesterday. You hear from the coordinators each and every Thursday from Ashburn. Here is Cliff Kingsbury talking about the impact of inserting Chris Paul as a starting member of this offensive line. It's cut number five for you, Wes.
Yeah, we're taking it week by week as we go, but I've been really proud of Chris and his performances. He's played really well for us, been physical inside there, and from last year to this year is a completely different player. I think his play style, the effort came back in better shape and has really elevated his play.
That is Cliff Kingsbury talking about Chris Paul. I wanted to play that cut because he is a big part of what they've been able to do offensively up front with this offensive line. They are moving people. And the number one stat that I look at that goes, yep, your offensive line's playing well. Rush yards before contact per carry, Washington third in the National Football League. Meaning these backs aren't getting touched until they're 2 and 3 yards down the field. This run game's for real. The big question that I continue to have, and we saw Cliff answer this question last weekend when you were down 10-0, down two possessions, will he have the patience to continue to run the football? That's the question. I thought this was a really interesting answer from Cliff as well. It's cut number 16, Wes. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on where this Commanders offense has grown the most over the first 5 weeks of the NFL season.
Yeah, I just like the run game. The physicality of the run game, I think, has really gotten better as we've gone along. I think that last drive going 99.5 yards is a big step for us, like closing the game out on our terms, being physical. They knew we had to run it. We were still able to run it. And that's, you know, that's the type of football that carries you into the postseason if you can get there, is being able to have that type of run game. So we got to keep building off of it and just continue to be consistent in that area.
Cliff, talking about this run game, the main catalyst to me of the further Commanders being able to survive life without Terry McLaurin, if they can continue to run the football at the clip that they're rushing it at, when Terry does come back, when Sam Cosmi does come back, this may be viewed as the clear-cut best offense in the National Football League. And that is absolutely crazy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want to talk more about Commanders and Bears coming up on Sunday. I'll give you my biggest key for victory coming up next here on The Fan. Former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson going to join the program coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It is the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll talk a little bit of college football as we roll throughout the program. If you're looking at the top QB prospects in the 2026 NFL draft. This weekend, really big weekend to watch some of the top guys get to go at it, man. Talking about Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier. When you talk about some of the matchups you'll see this weekend, I'm excited to see which of these young prospects are going to push their name ahead. Which one of these young prospects are going to, you know, take another step forward here?
That's a great question, because I'm thinking about Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback.
He's the hot name right now. Yeah. He is Jordan Reed of ESPN. He's his top-ranked quarterback in the class of 26. I don't know if this will stay this way.
Yeah, I mean, how come, though? I mean, I might not disagree with you. I'm curious.
I think as far as from like a physical tools standpoint, Lenore Sellers has just got the most upside to me in terms of his body type, the stature, what he's been able to do, his ability to work in the pocket, work out of the pocket. And I think he is just – I think the kid, Dante Moore, can play. I just think Sellers is more physically gifted. And what I also like about Sellers, I guess this goes back to being physically gifted, he's 240. He's able to withstand the punishment of being, you know, an NFL quarterback.
I don't like how many games he's played in so far. I think, especially with NIL, mm-hmm. Sellers should stay another year. Now Aaron Nolan is behind him. Sellers, to me, he didn't play very well against Virginia Tech. He hasn't hit that 1,000-yard mark. Actually, he hasn't even hit the 900 yards.
He's been nicked, but yeah.
Yeah. Four touchdowns, one interception. I want to see another year from him. Same with Dante Moore. He was at UCLA. He didn't play well and then sat behind Dylan Gabriel. So both.
Imagine
guys,
going to UCLA and not playing well. Shocker.
Right. I think that was when Chip Kelly was the head coach.
The head coach, yeah.
Yeah, and they went over to Ohio State to win a national championship. But the quarterbacks right now in college football, like Julian saying, they all need more development, in my opinion.
I think it's fair. You know, a guy that I don't think needs development and that I think
Carson Beck.
Yeah, I'm very
yeah, right
much
now,
on
he would be
Carson
the Heisman
Beck.
To me.
I think it's a good pick.
All the guys that they ranked very high preseason, he's the only one that's actually lived up to the hype. You're talking about Kate Klubnik. Nussmeier hasn't played well.
Put some respect on Mr. Ty Simpson. That's who needs some respect.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Arch Manning has been abysmal.
But he's
so
been
far.
a total bust to this point.
Except against Sam Houston.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw that pick. He was standing above the defender.
I feel, and we'll talk more college football in detail as we roll throughout the show, but kind of feel bad for what Arch Manning has had to deal with at this point.
Yeah, the media has been out of control.
Yeah, it's made it a lot more interesting to watch him fail.
That's actually why I think Julian Sands played well, because no one's talked about him, and he leads FBS in the completion rate.
So I actually got to call his brother's games, Justin Sands.
Really?
That's
pretty cool.
When I was doing color commentary for Georgetown, Justin Sands played in this I don't know where did Sands go?
Like, for high school?
He's from college. He's his brother.
Oh, his brother. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wild, because he's from California.
Justin Sands... Julian Sands, rather, is the younger brother. I think he was at...
He went to, yeah. Carl Bass, California. I know he's from there.
So, Julian's the one that is at Ohio State. Justin is the one that... I think it was it Holy Cross? I don't know. Either or. That family pumps out good quarterbacks. Where did his brother go? I'm having a terrible time looking this up. And it's hard to find his brother because his brother went to a Division I AA school and is probably
so
not.
So he played quarterback?
Yes. Also a quarterback.
It says Julian Sands' brother is Aiden Sands, a quarterback.
Aiden Sands. I'm sorry. Aiden Sands. Damn.
He played at University of Penn.
Penn. And they play in Georgetown's conference. Yeah, so, yeah. Aiden Sands. I have the name totally
I guess
wrong.
For football? Well, that's mm-hmm. Ivy. I guess Georgetown's part of Ivy?
Well, maybe they're not in their conference, but they played them a couple of years ago. Aiden Sands. Good stuff, Wes. I can't believe, why did I want to call him Justin?
I don't know.
Aiden Sands.
Aiden, Justin, same thing.
He was a dog, though. Like, 6'2", can sling it, can run. He was big time. The last time, man, I'm trying to think of like brothers at the quarterback position. Obviously, the Mannings come to mind. The Sands are going to come to mind for people. The one thing I would say about Julian right now, he just can't screw things up for Ohio State. That's how I would.
What do you mean?
He just can't screw things up. I think he's in a position right now where they're not putting a whole lot on his plate.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the season, football. Against Texas, they didn't open up the playbook. Ryan Day said that. But, I mean, last week against Minnesota, they let him air it out. I mean, they won by 39, and he was 85% completion rate.
How is it being a Buckeye fan? Does this time of year just not – does it not matter to you?
I mean, it matters. I mean, we play – Illinois tomorrow.
It's a big one. Big Ten battle.
Yeah. I mean, I would say like the other sports to me, especially like, you know, I'm not really paying attention as much.
Yeah. I don't blame you, my friend.
Especially week one. I know Texas is unranked now, but like,
yeah,
psychologically, that's going to be a tough game.
For sure. I want to get you guys some keys to victory for Monday night against the Chicago Bears. We'll give you an offensive key and a defensive key. The number one offensive key, the number one defensive key to victory. Monday night for the Commanders against the Bears next. Keys to victory for the Washington Commanders coming up Monday night against the Chicago Bears. We'll give them to you here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. The number one defensive key for the Washington Commanders. The most important defensive key for Washington, first and foremost, before I give you the most important defensive key, I will say this. Joe Witt Jr. deserves a ton of credit for Washington turning it around defensively last week. And for all of you out there that were calling for his job, for all the folks out there that been clamoring for Joe Witt to get fired. What he did this past weekend, I think, deserves a lot of credit. They played way more zone against the Chargers than they had played all year long. And they came out trying to play some man stuff early. Wasn't working. We obviously saw three straight possessions where they were carving them and moving down the field. And then they made the adjustment to play more zone. And while playing more zone, I think it allowed Joe Witt to get creative with the pressure packages he was using. This is a team that has blitzed their linebackers predominantly in the double-A gap. What you saw on Sunday against the Chargers, this is what's so funny about the fan base. People complain about the sim pressures, like, why are we dropping our best pass rusher in the coverage? Well, here is what I would say. Dropping your best pass rusher into coverage allows you to send pressure from another spot. Jordan McGee, there's a play in the game where they run a send pressure. He blitzes off the defense's left side. Doesn't make the play, but he forces Herbert to step up into somebody else, and he ends up getting dropped. I think Joe Witt Jr. and company are continuing to try and find different ways to pressure the quarterback. Now, here's the thing, and these numbers via our pals at Sumer Sports. The Commanders are the fourth best team in the NFL in terms of getting pressure with four guys. So, when you have those numbers, when you're having that type of success rushing, which is four, and I know those numbers may be skewed a little bit because it's so early in the season, but when you're having that type of success rushing four, you should be able to zone it up, dropping seven guys into coverage and make the quarterback hold the football. One thing that Joe Wood also talked about was changing the picture post-snap for Justin Herbert. There were a couple of times where he made Herbert clutch onto the football, made him pull it down, made him be indecisive. Like, Joe Witt Jr. deserves credit for that. He's dialed it up, called a really good game on Sunday. The other thing is this, too. This is his first time. Well, I guess last year was his first time. But bottom line is he is a young defensive play caller. He's only going to get better. I think the wrinkle, though, for Washington and the style of defense that we're probably going to see them play moving forward, we're going to give you everything you want inside the 20s. When we get to that high red zone, it's about trying to force turnovers, trying to get sacks, creating those chaos plays, and forcing teams to three. If you can routinely hold teams to three with this offense that you have, you're going to win more games than you lose. I mentioned the coordinators spoke yesterday for the Washington Commanders. Let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury earlier. Coming up here in a second, I want to let you hear from Joe Witt, the defensive coordinator of your Washington Commanders. He talked about the matchup coming up Monday night against Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Here is what I would say about Caleb and what he is to this point. I think Caleb is probably the most over-scrutinized quarterback in football. And I think it has a lot to do with how long he's been expected to be the guy. Going back to like 2021, 2022, we were talking about Caleb being the number one overall pick. Obviously, it happened last year, but he didn't get off to a good start. I think we all know this. Young quarterbacks and their success, to me, most of the time, is dependent upon fit, right? Young quarterback success, more times than not in the NFL, is dependent upon fit. His fit last year in Chicago was not a good one. When you think about what they were asking him to do, the fact that he was working under a lame duck coach, like, that's not conducive for success for a young quarterback. It's just not. Insert an adult into the room this year, Ben Johnson, and you're seeing Caleb Williams over the last 2 weeks in particular really show the gifts that made him the number one overall pick last season. Here is Joe Witt Jr. on the key to rushing Caleb Williams.
You know, you have to make sure you take one more step to him. You know, you can't just assume that you're going to get him down with any arm tackling. You have to get your body to him because he has a tremendous kick through where he can pull his legs out. He can, big guys fall off of him. So, you know, not only do you have to cage him, but you have to make sure you bring an extra bodies to him.
And I think that's one of two major defensive keys for Washington, right? When you're going up against an elusive quarterback like Caleb, maintaining your rush lane integrity is paramount. I had an old ball coach in college tell me this. The play doesn't care who makes it. The play does not care who makes it. All you got to do is do your 1/11th, and you'll get the job done. I don't need Javon Kinlaw jumping out of his gap because he thinks he's going to be able to beat his man to get Caleb. Cage him in, like Joe Witt Jr. was just talking about. Make the pocket collapse on him from the interior. And I think Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw have a massive opportunity to dominate the matchup on the interior coming up Monday night against Chicago. The other key defensively is this, and this will be the key really each and every week for this Washington Commanders group. Make the Bears one-dimensional. We know how good Washington has been rushing the passer this year, right? We know how good they've been rushing the passer. Make them one-dimensional and earn the right to rush the passer. That's what I'm excited about for the Washington Commanders coming up on Monday night. It is the second most important key to victory for them when it comes to their defense. Rush lane integrity and then making the Chicago Bears one-dimensional. Because as a rushing offense to this point, they have been terrible. But I think the numbers are skewed a little bit because they lead the NFL, I believe, in offensive penalties, offensive pre-snap penalties. And when you're dealing with those, you're constantly behind the sticks and you don't have the urgency to run the football because you're behind the sticks. You hear broadcasters say it all the time. Well, what play call do you have for 2nd and 17? None. None. It's about staying on schedule. That, to me, is the biggest issue right now with the Bears offense, their inability to stay on schedule. I think their rushing attack is not as bad as the numbers may say it is. That's how I would put it. Want to hear from you all, though. 1-800-636-1067. Your keys to victory coming up for the Washington Commanders coming up on Monday night. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Vic in Akakik. Wants to chime in. What's up, Vic?
Now.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good. So, first thing, let's continue doing what we have been doing, running the football well, that – you know, the great Vince Lombardi said a good football team can run the football. stop the run. So let's continue to run the football.
Yeah.
Let's continue to stop the run up front. We've done a good job in fitting in our gaps, playing through the gaps, and keeping gap integrity. That's why we've been able to play through the keys and hit people hard at the point of attack. On offense, what I would like to see more of us to step on the gas to secure a win early and really get in front of people is let's be efficient on our play action, getting behind the linebackers and getting behind the safeties. Let's be efficient on more of those plays, because when you're running the football and then you eat up yards like we did on a couple of those drives versus the Chargers, it breaks their back. And now you start to see a team's body language change because they see that the game is getting away from them in layers. And the last thing is, I've said this consistently. Yes, I know you said Joe Witt is a young defensive coordinator and play calling is only going to get better. I'm not talking about play calling in there. I'm going to repeat that. I'm not talking about play calling. Okay. What I'm talking about is team in practice. I'm talking about individual in practice and 7-on-7 in practice. We threw Justin Herbert threw the ball in triple coverage 4 to 5 times in situational football when they were behind the sticks and they were almost getting the first down or getting the first down. There's no reason in the world why our linebacker, who is 3 yards in front of the receiver, the safety that's right over top in the corner that's squeezing it, lets that man catch the ball. We are one eye to the quarterback and one eye to the receiver that can hurt us, and dropping two receivers, not dropping to grass, from blowing teams out. Those should be interceptions and sack fumbles. If we do that better, we will blow the Bears out. That is simple football that is done in practice.
And I think,
that is not done in play calling.
And I think, Vic, that is really what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have relied on in their careers over – not really as much DQ as Witt and DQ together in Dallas. Going back to their time there, Vic, like that is what they relied on as a defense, the chaos plays, tips, overthrows, the interceptions, the sacks. If to Vic's point, and they come in bunches, right? Remember, they didn't have a turnover forced in the first 4 weeks of the season, right? And then Atlanta, you finally get your first one, and then you have two this past weekend. So they come in bunches. If they can create turnovers consistently, kind of like what Vic just alluded to, they'd be dangerous. They'd be dangerous. The reason why I have confidence in them being able to do that more times than not in terms of creating the turnovers is because Deron and Javon Kinlaw on the interior are playing really well. And if they can create havoc with this front four and hit the arm of the quarterback and make dudes leave the pocket, make plays, make dudes play off schedule, like that's how you get the interceptions. I think this front four will allow Washington to continue to force turnovers as the season progresses here. But as far as keys to victory, I gave you my defensive keys to victory. On the other side of the break, I'll give you my top two offensive keys for victory. And I'll say this. I don't know if the Bears I don't know if the Bears can stop the Washington Commanders offensively. We'll give you my top two offensive keys to victory next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.